If you wanna ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load. On the way highway, they'll take a ride on the way highway.
It's time for the Way Highway on Adobe Radio. Brought to you by Nice Guy Digital and Dr. God Productions, with your hosts, Justin Ware and Sean Cowig.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
Oh, man.
Welcome.
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 Welcome to
the Way Highway.
Well, hey,
green
everybody.
Radio show exploring the wild, wonderful world of weed.
Oh, man.
Hosted by two THC aficionados.
Oh, man.
Me, Justin Ware.
And me, Sean Cowig. Hey, suckers. Want to know more about us in the show? Well, you can cyberstalk us right now on the information Super Way Highway at The Way Highway on Twitter.com, at Way Highway on Instagram.
Or you can send us an email. You can send us a snail mail, too, so, but I don't know the address. Here.
I don't know either. Yeah, you do.
I do.
Well, you do.
I know how to get here by my car.
Well, you don't think it's the same?
You've gone very Boston for the beginning of...
Yeah, dude. Well, I missed you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So here we are.
So when it's been a while, the Boston comes out because it makes you feel...
Well, it's because it's been a while since I've been in Boston, you know?
Oh, okay.
I get there once a year, so...
Once a year.
Once a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just got back from my homeland mm-hmm. of Wisconsin.
That's true.
Which is beautiful and much cooler.
Yeah.
In temperature.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in, you know.
No, it's way cool here in L.A. It's been way cool while you were gone.
Yeah,
not
I mean,
because
the,
of you
the
being
scene
gone.
Is
the
cooler.
Scene was
the
cool
temperature
hell,
is not.
Dude, you left me. I'm a beach boy now. I just cruise up to Malibu. I just keep
have you really
more
been
more
going
more.
To Malibu?
I've been going to Malibu often. So like,
are you going to the Boo?
I always am going to the Boo as much as I can. But like, I keep getting further and further north. So you know, there's Dukes, which is like kind of near the beginning.
Sure.
But then I got to Surf Rider Beach, and that's where
okay.
the pier is.
Yep.
Right, and that's where the lagoon is.
Yep.
And then I got to Escondido, which is a beach that's a little bit further up, and then got to Paradise Cove,
yeah.
where there's the Paradise Cove Beach House. And then the last time I was there, I went to Point Doom, and that's been my favorite thus far. That is a beautiful beach.
Wow. Are you... just chilling on the beach?
Packing, like I go with friends, I pack food in a cooler, and I chill on the beach.
Wow.
Yes.
That's so L.A.
It's totally L.A.
It's funny because I've lived here for almost 20 years now, and I think I've been to the beach 10 times.
Yeah. It's tough, man, and I'm been taking advantage of it this summer for all you... Way Highway listeners, you're going to want to send emails about this, I'm sure. This is the first time in over a decade that I am both single, untethered, no person to hold
sure,
me accountable
sure.
for any of my time, as well as I have a car. Because the
yeah.
last time I was
those
single,
are, those
did
are,
not have
those
a
are
car.
Both big things.
And my car is a hybrid.
Yeah.
So.
Also,
that's
when you're
up.
In the valley,
mm-hmm.
getting to Malibu, you can go over the top.
I'm not
Stallone
in the valley,
style.
But
oh,
you're
that's
right.
Exactly
you're
right.
But
now.
But that's still the way I go.
Yeah,
it's still like it's you don't go south to the 10 to the PCH. You go north to the Malibu Canyon
that's
or any of the canyon
do.
Roads. You
those
drive
are pretty.
Beautiful drive through yeah. the canyon, and then you hit the PCH. It's wonderful. Oh my goodness!
What is Paradise Cove the Point Break one?
Paradise Cove could be the point.
That's where
one.
Neptune's Net is, right? Neptune's Net is a. I don't know if it's in Paradise Cove. It might be in Point Doom.
Where?
It's in Point Break when they go. That's the seafood restaurant that Lori Petty's character
right.
works at in Point Break.
Right, right, right. I don't know. I haven't seen Neptune's Nest yet, so maybe it's a
maybe
little bit
it's
more
still
north.
To come.
Maybe it's still to come.
I got married in Malibu, as you recall.
Yes, I do. I
yeah,
was there.
You were in attendance. And,
beautiful.
It was gorgeous. And that's by far the most time I ever spent in Malibu because
yeah.
we had that house for a week.
That's awesome.
And which, by the way, sad tag to this story. What the house I got married in, I think was one got burned in the fire.
Oh no, right? The fire.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I know. It's such a bummer. It's such a cute house.
Yeah.
But
I was wondering how it was like not going to be a house anymore, and that's the only
that's
way.
That's how.
Because
burned down.
Like the house is closed, but like that doesn't, like business is closed. Like they're closing a lot of like little bars out here to make shitty apartments that nobody can afford.
Shitty apartments and also like giant monstrosity glass single family homes
that like aren't, no single family would want to live in a home that's a glass monstrosity in the middle of Hollywood.
They
that's
seem
like,
to though. They
really?
Sell.
I don't. Yeah. I guess they sell. I heard a story about somebody that was living in one of those for $500 a month because she was like this model who got herself in the right situation, but she could live in it for $500 a month because it's all a front for some kind of like illegal money person trying to like invest in something, and they're all going to be VRBOs or like weird whatever. But like the deal is you can live here for $500 a month because it needs to have the appearance of having people living in it. But the catch is you might have to move out within 24 hours notice. Like if an actual renter comes in.
You know what?
Like,
that, I'd accept that cash for $500
a month. $500
a month,
I'd be like, oh, all right, yeah, all right, fine. That's fine. Like, yeah.
Yeah, my old house was a full victim to when they were tearing down duplexes and stuff and putting up those monstrosities. And every time I'm over in our old neighborhood on Melrose.
It's crazy.
I walk by sometimes and I'm like, God, that place is just it's ugly.
It was a bunch of boxes on top of boxes.
Boxes on top of boxes. And I think it was like $1.8 million or something like that. You know, they just tore down I'm sure they made a lot of money on it.
Man, but, it'll probably come up when we have our guest, Tully Dio, because he was also, he lived within the walls for so many years like the rest of us. But that building, that old IO West, now rest in peace, IO West, that building's on the market for $28 million.
What?
And if you sneeze in there, that building might fall over.
Does that include the gun runners
squatters? You inherit the gun runners, the pit bulls, the squatters, the drugs.
Okay, good.
All of the sweet, sweet music that's being recorded in the studios in the basement.
And most importantly, you get the sign.
You do. You get the sign.
Because it's still up there.
But you know that sign does not have a front on it?
Did someone take it?
No, it fell off in the middle of a night when I was bartending. I was bartending and I was probably like making somebody an old fashioned or a PBR and a shot of whiskey, and I was mixing them together in a pint glass with a cherry. And all of a sudden, like the ladder's like, and we're like, what? And thank God, there were so many oh shit moments in front of that place that like nobody got killed, and it's amazing that nobody did. Like a car driving through the front, a car driving up onto the sidewalk and smashing into that lamppost, into that pole there. That's why that pole only had one side, because that dude crashed his SUV into it, pulled it back out, and drove away spitting just sparks because the wheel well was all fucked up because he crashed into a pole because he was drunk. But the big,
in Spain falls mainly on the
man.
Light.
I did not stick the landing on that one. What is a glass? It's a pane of glass.
A pane of glass, yes.
Fell off the front. So all of like the neon is exposed. The thing that was on the front of it, the big circular glass on the front of it, fell off and smashed on the ground into a million pieces.
Fortunately, not on someone.
You know, it's the safest day of my life was the day I quit smoking, because the less I was outside the front of that building standing around, the more likely I was to live through the night.
Wow. you know, on that note, when we're talking about safety.
Yes.
I feel like it's very important for us to do a little public service announcement to warn you about the dangers of the Wei Highway.
Please.
Proper care and feeding of a teenager. Number one rule, don't let them drink alcohol. Rule number two, never let them get into a car with a driver who has been drinking. Rule number three, never, ever, under any circumstances, allow him to take illegal drugs. to grow up a happy, healthy teenager is important. If you love them, you take good care of them.
Okay, I need to tell you what was going on in my head.
Okay.
Because we do a lot of PSAs on here.
That's true.
And, you know, science fiction. And so when that started, I thought that was Sulu from Star Trek.
Oh.
And I was like, what is he doing to that baby? Until I realized that it was the Mogwai and Gremlins, not Sulu, like, fiddling with a baby.
Yeah, that would have been much worse.
Man. Well, you know, we can't see them, listeners. We can't. Only
although
hear
we need
them.
To start putting
we
them up
start
on here. What are we doing?
We got a TV in the studio. We're
yeah,
not putting
come on.
Them up, man. We'll start doing that
we
sometime
will start doing
soon.
That. But yeah, no, that was.
Wow, yeah.
You know, one thing in listening to that, as I'm realizing that that was from the movie Gremlins,
yes.
For those of you that are not familiar.
Yes.
Boy, the sound design is underappreciated in that movie. The grossness
Dog.
Of the sound
oh,
design.
Oh, man. Terrifying. Like, and those gremlins and the way they laugh.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
all that kind of
yeah.
stuff. Yeah,
and that movie was what? That was the 80s, early 80s,
yeah, somewhere in there.
Do you think that was a Foley artist making those things?
I don't know. I mean,
oh,
it was
a Foley artist.
It was probably
a guy with a table, a ham,
yeah,
a bag
probably.
Of glass.
Sure. I mean, it wasn't on computers yet. I mean, that was a Spielberg. Production. He didn't direct it. Joe Dante directed, I think. But I'm just gonna say probably Ben Burtt
did the sound.
Yeah, that's just my guess. He did all the sound for all the Star Wars movies.
Oh, cool.
Most of like he did like
that's an amazing guess because I would not know. I didn't even know that.
It may not be true, but we've got something to Google at the break,
that's
which
so
we always
cool.
enjoy doing.
That's so cool.
We always we're gonna find out who did the sound design for Gremlins.
Yeah,
there's probably some person listening who's like, my uncle did that, and it wasn't Ben Burtt. So fuck you guys.
That would be incredible.
Yeah,
I would love to get that email.
Yeah, that would be that would be. Did you see it? There was a great. I love it when people social media is often a cesspool. Let's face that.
Yes.
And a horrible thing for society, but it's occasionally very entertaining.
Yes.
And there was a thing I think it was on Twitter where some woman had written about or someone had made some comment about Indiana Jones and the inspiration for his costume.
Uh huh.
And this woman made a comment on it, and this guy was like. Well, actually, the inspiration for the costume was Douglas Fairbanks or this. And he's like corrects her in this really condescending way. And she writes back. She's like, actually, I was the costume designer for Raiders of the Lost Ark. And that what I said is what the inspiration was. And this tool was like correcting the woman who actually designed the costumes.
Man.
Made me laugh.
Oh, man.
Were you waving at us, Bronson? Oh, okay. Oh, Mark Mangini.
Oh, man.
I feel like that name's familiar.
No, it wasn't a BB name. It was an MM name.
It was an M name. That's Ben Burtt, Mark Mangini.
Oh, yeah, wow.
It was Eric Mangini's father.
Yeah, Eric Mangini,
former coach, the Jets.
Now analyst. Was he Browns and then Jets? Jets, then
know.
Browns?
It just was a sea of disappointment.
He didn't do great. Belichickian disciples don't.
They
tend
don't.
To.
No.
He doesn't let them no. do well. He's
yeah. They and yeah. there's a couple now. We'll see. But before we take our break here, do you want to do your little product review thing? Do we have time here, or do we need to come back and do that?
Why do we come back and do it?
We're gonna come back
because we'll
I this. You know, I'm not looking
we'll
at the clock, but I'm feeling
Dio.
The clock.
Let's do it with Dio.
Do it with Dio.
Do it
that's,
with Dio.
That's his new home improvement web series.
Do it with Dio. Oh do shit, it's all broken.
You got to fix this clock. I don't know. I mean, you might be. I hope you're handy. You seem like you might be a handy guy. I feel like on that note, we should actually introduce our guest and bring him back. So we're going to take a little break here with the Roscoe's Wild Child and Hell of a Guy. And then we will
after
be right back.
These messages, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Way Highway.
Welcome back to the Way Highway.
Just really, really quickly here before we introduce, I just want to say Mark Mangini won the Oscar for Fury Road
Good
a couple of years ago. But it is listed on Gremlins and all of that stuff, but also did Raiders of the Lost Ark and Blade Runner and Star Trek movies. And very successful guy.
Good career.
So I'm going to say for a Boston boy.
I bet he's got a nice house in Malibu.
I bet he does. He's in the boo.
He's probably in the boo.
We're excited
yes.
for our guest tonight. I have this, it says on the card for the radio show that I'm sure he's going to talk about momentarily. It says the Motormouth Tully Deo.
Yes.
But we'll just say Tully Deo. So, Tully.
From the Stone and Steel Radio Show. Here he is,
Tully
the Motormouth Tully Deo.
I loved it.
Yeah, awesome.
I loved it.
Awesome. Welcome.
I felt like I should get like some sort of, I should be handed a small trophy.
I know, yeah. I know. We ran out of trophies before the show started.
There's chocolates out there.
There are chocolates. We'll get you a Ghirardelli square.
They're shiny and metally.
Yeah, I mean, that's better than a trophy. Like now, you know, like I think as you get older, you're like, okay, a trophy when you're young was cool, but now you're like, man, it's crap that I have to store.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
There's no room.
No. What are you going to do with it?
Then nothing. I mean, you're going to maybe, best case scenario, you bash a burglar.
Yep, bash a burglar. Smash
or you
can
make
ants.
Some sort of a contraption, some sort of a
bong.
Yeah. Like what's a bong?
Oh. Yeah. We need to look like up man. Trophy bongs.
Trophy bongs.
My trophy bongs are gonna be like, well, I got, you know, after I got rich, I got rid of my old bong and I got a trophy bong.
Custom.
Yeah.
Custom trophy bongs. You can do the plate. World's greatest dad.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. I got a drill at home. We'll drill a hole right through the top of the baseball player's head.
We just found our great new, every marketing. 4 or 5 episodes, we come up with a great business idea. Trophy bongs. Brunson, write that down.
But what wonderful! I'm Kevin Dorff. Do you know Kevin Dorff?
I do know Kevin Dorff.
Love that man.
Great guy. Yeah.
What I would watch him and his his lovely lady Mary Pat's cat. And the first time I went over to watch Madel the cat, I looked in the corner and there were all these hats, and I'm like, all those hats are on something, but that's not a regular hat rack. What are all these hats on? And I took all the hats off, and it was a fucking Emmy. And I'm like, this guy's the best. This guy is the coolest dude. He doesn't give a shit. He's like, I'll put my Emmy here. I'll put hats on it. And then I leave.
And now you give him the bong idea.
You're going to give him hopefully he listens to this episode.
He's all shits and
giggles.
He's going to
show up. Oh, my God.
Otherwise, what is it? It's just something you got to store.
Yeah. I mean, really, there's really not much of a difference on a conceptual level between, like, a trophy and an Emmy. I mean, an Emmy's just a TV trophy.
It's a trophy. I'm not,
trophy for acting or for writing.
Yeah, sure.
And you're the big winner.
Right? When we were talking about the trophy, the whole time I was picturing an Oscar. I was picturing drilling into an Oscar and smoking weed out of, and then I was thinking, like, who would have done that?
Yeah, who is the most likely Oscar winner?
We could do 10 for 10, I bet you, down Hollywood.
Yeah.
The dirty areas.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Greasy. It's kind of greasy in that area.
I'm going to say Frances McDormand.
Yeah, dude. I could see her.
Because I don't know if she smokes weed, but she doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And she's got a couple of them. So maybe she'd be like, you know what? I'm going to bong this one.
We're going to have to find out.
I don't know.
I'm going to bong
this
one.
Most of the stoner actors that you think of, I can't think of them having Emmy. Like they haven't.
They
don't have
Oscars.
Right. There's no Woody Harrelson Oscar.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Or Willie Nelson.
That's a shame, though. He should get one for something.
McConaughey has one.
Oh, McConaughey does have one.
McConaughey has one.
Right.
Yeah.
He might have bonged it. Although, but I could also see him being really precious about it, too.
Like I could
really
see that.
High
like
really breaks it.
Like, oh no!
Just playing with the Oscar in the front yard.
All wrong.
He's all naked with bongos and a broken Oscar.
Uh oh.
Yeah, McConaughey's not a bad.
I drank too much Wild Turkey.
Why?
I ran it over with my Lincoln.
The dude does a Lincoln commercial and a Wild Turkey commercial.
Yeah, so crazy.
That is not a conflict?
Oh, no. It should be, but it's not because it's cars.
Well, he's not doing them together.
But it feels like it.
It does. Because you can never tell which one's which. They're basically the same commercial.
Oh. Those Lincoln commercials are so fucking weird.
They're so
like what are you trying to say about like Lincoln drivers? We're really trying to cater to weirdos that don't have friends and drive around by themselves and start up conversations.
I think that they've given control over to the celebrity that's doing it, and the celebrity that's doing it has no idea what the fuck's going on. What is up with the Sauvage commercial with Johnny Depp digging in the desert? What
I
the
feel like
fuck
they do
that?
The cologne and the perfume ones terrible on purpose.
Yeah,
they might. But they all feel like SNL. They feel like SNL parodies. But like, why would you ever want to smell like Johnny Depp?
I don't know.
Don't you feel like Johnny Depp smells terrible?
He smells like clove cigarettes and like not clean clothes.
And body odor.
Lots of patchouli.
Like, yeah.
Because he doesn't like deodorant because he just doesn't like it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's so famous that no like one it. Will tell him now.
Yeah.
And
doesn't he own an island? So like
yeah,
he's
he does.
Probably usually used to being by himself on his island. And so he doesn't smell him.
Clove Island.
Clove Island.
Clove Island.
Clove so he can roll his cigarettes.
Oh, no. Clove Island is the worst reality show.
Terrible. Terrible. You got to dress like a pirate.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You have to. If you go there, you have to.
I mean,
to dress
it's really
one
only
characters.
One letter away from Love Island.
It is.
What? Who do you think is insufferable? Because I bet Johnny Depp is pretty insufferable.
Maybe not now, because he's really been shit in the bed lately.
Yeah, right. So he's got to be nicer. He's got to
so
like
someone around. Who's right in their heat right now.
Right.
I don't know. Do you think, like, when you get to that level of fame, that you're aware of failure in the same way? Or do you still have people around you saying it's not your fault?
Probably.
You know, sycophants.
Because you're a cash cow at that point.
Yeah.
So they're going to stroke you to make sure you still got enough to get to the next.
I mean, I think this really happens in comedy also. Like, I do feel like when comedians stop having people around them that tell them the truth, they stop being funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you see that sort of happen. There's a, you know, like, I mean, you know, guys like Eddie Murphy or whatever, where like they, you know, they get so big and they have so much money and they're so famous that like they're just, you know, it's funny because I mean Eddie Murphy I guess made fun of that himself in Bowfinger. I don't know if you ever saw Bowfinger.
Yeah,
or not,
well, yeah.
But in Bowfinger when he's like. He's got all the people around him, you know, like saying he, you know, made the basketball shot and all that kind of stuff. Like, I think that kills your comedy as well.
But like he's always seemed self-aware. Like I feel like there's like a top crust of like celebrity that remains self-aware, so this doesn't happen to. And it's kind of like that next rung down that is like we're pissed that we're not one rung up.
Yeah.
So we're going to be.
They're worse
the
usually.
Worst.
They're usually worse. It's true. A lot of the people at the very, very top are pretty nice.
Right?
Yeah. Tom Hanks and Sandra Bullock and Clooney and people like that. Because they're so big that they don't need
What's
to
the point?
Be dicks anymore.
Yeah. They don't feel they're not a threat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know? I feel like if more of them made trophy bongs.
Get your trophy bongs.
You know,
out.
Hanks would?
He would.
Maybe.
I just would have to get his wife away from him. But like, Tom, come here, man.
Yeah.
You want a bong? One of those?
Yeah, you got plenty. You got.
I bet drill. He and his son have smoked weed together.
I would. I'm gonna say yes. Without,
yeah.
And
Colin did Orange County. He did a lot of that stuff. I mean, he seems like the clean cut guy who would smoke.
And Tom Hanks did Bachelor Party. Let's
yeah.
not forget
yeah.
who he was.
But in the
like,
70s,
Tom Hanks
yeah.
also 80s. Has another son who's like a hip hop artist.
What?
Yanks Hanks?
There's like an extra Hanks. Well, look it up. There's
an
like another Hanks.
Hanks.
Man.
There's a hip-hop Hanks.
No, there is not.
There's totally.
I don't believe it.
Dude, there is it. Another I, son.
Are they? Does he go by hip-hop Hanks?
he should. Because I feel like there's a video out there of like this kid rapping and then like the camera turns around and it's like Tom Hanks like grooving.
By Howdy Hanks?
Like, yeah.
By Howdy?
Howdy Hanks?
Howdy Hanks.
That's hip-hop. Hanks.
Did you know why?
Well, come on.
From 90210, just passed away, Luke Perry. Yeah. His kid's a famous wrestler.
Oh, really?
Wrestler or rapper?
Boy. Wrestler. A jungle boy. I just thought that was just weird. Like,
that
that's
is
so
weird. That is so weird.
He's in one of the brand new...
The AEW? Yeah.
Jungle Boy.
All Elite Wrestling.
And he's really good. He's really good.
I'm not interested unless they're all elite.
All Elite will be...
I'll bet. They shouldn't have called it all.
No, mostly.
M-E-W, Mostly Elite Wrestling.
Hey, Sean, you wanted to... we didn't do a product review yet this week. And I think you feel like you kind of had like a story to tell. Can we still frame it as a product review?
Yeah, we can talk about this real quick. Why not? So Kirvana's Ascend line is fantastic. They're doing wonderful stuff with Oil, and I a while ago reviewed the Pink Sherbert on the episode with Jen O'Brien.
Yeah.
So like, here's my Pink Sherbert vape on my Select battery that I thought I lost one day. In the boo.
All right. Oh, okay.
I thought it fell out of my pocket.
They're everywhere
in Paradise Cove. They're the boo. They're just everywhere. They're just leave them. Just look around. They're everywhere. So I went back and I got this new brass knuckles battery with the wood. It looks like wood.
That's fancy.
Yeah.
It's real fancy. And I got the other Kirvana Ascend, the Amnesia Haze, that I picked the Pink Sherbert instead of. But this one is Amnesia Haze. And the story that goes along with it is, one, I eventually put the shirt on, like a cowboy shirt with front pockets that I was wearing that day in the boo, and pulled my old vape pen out of that pocket. I had
day.
It the whole time.
That's a good day.
But when I brought home the Amnesia Haze, I was sitting down to dinner. I was almost done. I hit it once a little hard. And then I thought my brain was going to explode. I had to go into the kitchen, get rid of the end of my, put the rest of the food down the disposal, put the plate in the dishwasher, and I just had to go downstairs and lie in my bed and just kind of be alone for a minute until my brain started functioning normally.
Nice.
So for all you smokers out there, Kirvana Ascend is really good. The Amnesia Haze is a sativa. The Pink Sherbet is a hybrid. I think I'm more of a hybrid guy. Maybe I might even try Indica, but if you feel like
it lives up to its name.
It certainly does live up to its name, but like that idea of the anxiety that can come with a strong sativa is real. So you got to be careful with that.
Yeah,
I get that with some OGs too.
Right? Yeah,
they give me that little nervous because they're not actually pure indicas.
Yeah,
they have that little bit of sativa in there, and if you're not feeling it, if you're just chilling and you want to go to bed, because I use it a lot when I can't sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if it's got that little bit in there, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're just like, I might as well get up and make a sandwich and
try anything.
Write a script.
Right. But it's just so funny that, and I hate to call it overdosing, because I don't really feel like it's ODing unless like you're eating
it's dangerous or something.
Too much of an, like it's not dangerous. But, like, if you eat too much edible, if you smoke too much sativa, the anxious feeling really does go to, I'm dying. This is what dying feels like.
Yeah, it does.
My brain's going to explode, and I'm dead. I'm dying. I'm dead right now.
Yeah. Heart attack.
It's,
I go straight heart attack.
I'm never going to feel normal again. That's what we always used to have.
Yeah.
By the way, we're going to take a little break here, but it's Chet Hanks.
Chet Hanks is the rapper.
Hanks.
Yeah, he's a rapper.
That's the
rapper.
Yeah, I guess we're gonna look him up over the break.
Yeah, we gotta see what his rap name is.
Yeah, I mean maybe it's just Chet Hanks, MC Chet Hanks.
It could be Nick the Dick from Bachelor Party.
Oh shit!
Remember that?
Oh shit! Yeah.
I think he's probably like I don't think I want to have any connotations of my dad's movies, but maybe you gotta ride the road. We're going to take a little break with some AC/DC and walk all over you, and we'll be right back with Toy Deal. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Way Highway.
Welcome
I'm
back
Justin,
to the Way Highway. I'm Sean.
And we're here with Tully Dio.
Tell us a little bit about Stone and Steel.
Stone and Steel is a show that I created, and I do it with this dude, Meister Matt. Mm-hmm. He's a New York guy, Brooklyn, New York guy, plays every instrument.
Nice.
The point.
I mean, he's a Meister.
He's a Meister.
Yeah.
For the love of Pete. Like, the point of that is, I got the knowledge when it comes to, like, the art. Like, I know all the music stuff. He knows how to play all the music stuff. So it's good to have that combo.
Yeah.
I did it because I wasn't necessarily hearing rock on the radio. Radio's a lot.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, what? There's nothing... There's nothing good. That's horseshit. There's got to be stuff out there.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, it took like 1 week, and I started to get bands, and I was like, oh, my God. How are you not famous already?
Yeah.
It's because it's just not the thing right now.
Right.
And I'm making it a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's tough, man. I feel like there's a little bit of crossover in kind of the struggle between, comedy, improv comedy, and then like bands. Like, I feel like we have a little kinship. And
I
that,
just like to struggle all the time. Right?
Yeah. Jeez, man.
Right.
I'm from one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, I think that there's some truth to, there's something about the authenticity of going out and like making live music or making live comedy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a similarity there. And right now, you know, it's certainly in a culture that is so focused on, you know, on the Instagram and on this and on that, like, you forget that, no, you know, there's people that are out there just doing their art, right? They're doing the music, they're doing their comedy, they're doing whatever. And that's more important to them than, you know, being an influencer.
Yep.
And I think it's great to remember that there's people who are doing it the old fashioned way who should be discovered and who need, you know, the attention
it's really
for their careers.
These bands are amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, you go back and listen to that, the Roscoes again, Wild Child. That's one that it was a track of the week. Every week I do just a track of the week just for fun. Mm-hmm. And then my show, they send me the tracks and I plan it all out. It's about 12. There's usually about 12 songs a show. And then I feature a whole album uncensored from top to bottom.
Great.
Right.
So, I mean anything from a jam band to like a Norwegian death metal band. It doesn't
amazing.
Matter what the album is.
Yeah.
I just want to play something that you guys haven't heard from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Right.
So you get to hear the actual flow of the whole album. Like, you know, you can imagine if you were listening to something, you know, like an old Zeppelin or something.
Ah,
you
sure.
want to hear it straight through. You,
right.
you want to hear how they
even
did
just
that.
The conceit of having a flow of a whole album is something that I think a lot of people today have forgotten.
That doesn't happen
is
anymore.
A thing.
Yeah.
And that allows, you know, this what we do allows us to be able to push it and do stuff like that. So like, you know, on a regular radio station, they'd be like, are you out of your fucking mind? You can't play the whole album straight through.
Right.
I do my show and then right after it, it's the whole album.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So
yeah.
just, you know, if you want to stick around and listen to the whole album, you can. If not, the show's right there. And like I said, we do about 12. We feature two new bands every week. And then the rest of them are all bands that we've put into the playlist.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's fun.
And where do we catch it?
It's on stoneandsteelradioshow.com.
Yes.
And then the SoundCloud.
Right.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
And then, you know, we're always branching out into anything else we can get into to just get to spread it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I want more people to hear it. I feel like the country's lost its sense of humor and the fun.
Yeah.
The fun.
Well,
yeah.
there's
you don't
so...
have to be serious about everything. There's too much. Like, you got to just go out and just.
You got to find escapes.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
you know, and that's part of, I mean, what this show is for us too. You know, it's an opportunity to shoot the shit with friends and to bring people on and talk about, you know, I mean, neither Sean nor I mean, we're, you know, we're very sort of aware of what's going on in the universe, but sometimes you need to just go, hey, I want to listen to some music, or I want to see some comedy, or I want to.
You guys use Spotify at all?
Spotify.
So
is it worth it?
I like Spotify.
Okay.
But the thing that's funny about Spotify is it makes playlists for you, which is cool, right? but it does one that's called your daily drive. And what it does with your daily drive, and I didn't know this till I started listening, is it mixes music that you like with like NPR shit. Oh. So like for me, it'll be like a really chill Tame Impala track, and I'll be like, yeah, jamming Tame Impala, right? Ooh. And then it'll end, and it'll be like, five children burned in a Serengeti.
No.
It feels like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that is a danger of that, for sure.
Yep.
It's funny when you have something on shuffle, like when, I get tired of listening to playlists or guitar, and I'm like, you know what? I've got so much stuff like in my music. I'm just going to put the entire music thing on shuffle.
Right.
And there'll always be something that comes up that I completely forgot that I ever even had. But then also like, every once in a while I'll do that at a party, I'll do it at something. And then like, yoga pose 45. Go in it. There'll be like someone talking or something. It just like ruins the flow.
This must be somebody else's.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay. I was at St. Felix the other night, and it was like we were on some sort of a reality program. Like we were on an episode of Black Mirror Live.
Right.
There was one bartender that was like trying to do everything. And then there was another bartender that every time he made a drink, he was like spilling everything he was trying to pour everywhere. And he'd be like, what do you need? Whiskey? Cool. And then go back to talking to somebody and then come back to you and be like, what did you need? Whiskey. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then go back to talking to the same person. And you have to do it like three times. And then they play that. What is the name of that Led Zeppelin song? I know where you're going. Oh, no,
yeah.
They've honestly played that song 9 times in a row.
Oh,
to the point where I was sitting at a table being like, they're playing the same song again. They're playing the same song again. Does nobody notice it? And there were all people at the bar hanging out, having a good time talking. And they were like, the bartenders were fine and nobody was doing anything about it. And I had to leave. Like, it was crazy. Oh. It was insane. It was fucking insane.
That would drive me bananas.
Oh my God.
Speaking of music, Sean.
Yes.
So we have a little thing we do every week with our guests. Okay. We like to kind of do a little game.
I love games.
A little segment. Sean, what are we doing this week?
Today we're going to play one of my most favorite games, a game I call Strain or. Is it a strain or something else? Okay, so what I have here is a list.
Okay.
And my list is either a strain of marijuana or something else. Okay. And for you, is it a strain of marijuana or is it an indie rock band? Now, here's a problem, because like anything could be an indie rock band. So this is according to Wikipedia and Leafly. Okay. So like my research has gone back and forth. Wikipedia has a big, long alphabetical list of indie rock bands. And then Leafly, you can look anything up according to them to see if it's a strain of marijuana. So at a certain point, maybe these could end up being ideas. These maybe all should be band names at some point.
And we got to see who sings that song, because it's not Zeppelin.
Oh, if that's not Zeppelin?
I know where you're going. It's like, it's a side one. It's a side, it's not T-Rex. It's one of those. Anyway.
All right, Bronson's gonna try to try that.
Okay, so strain of marijuana or indie rock band.
Okay.
Number one, Total Paralysis.
That's an indie rock band.
No, it's a strain of marijuana. That is a cross of Moby Dick and Budzilla. The strain locks your body to the couch while your mind is in outer space.
I have never had Budzilla.
Budzilla, I know. Budzilla.
Would you buy it?
I would buy Budzilla, dude. Budzilla, hell yeah.
I mark out for the names all the time.
Number two.
Okay.
Head Swim.
Ooh.
That's a band.
That is an indie rock band, yes.
Because it was headband.
Yeah.
I didn't
headband.
Think
there it is. See, that's how I trick you. So Head Swim was an English alt rock band active in the 90s, best known for their 1997 single, Tourniquet.
Tourniquet.
Oh.
Number three, Smoosh.
Smoosh.
Smoosh. Smoosh.
Isn't that what you Smoosh. Ask about?
Smoosh.
You want to go back to my place and smoosh? Smoosh is a band.
And Smoosh is a band. So Smoosh is an indie synth pop band formed in Seattle in the year 2000. But you would redirect if you looked them up, because in 2012 they changed their name to Chaos Chaos, and now they're based out of Brooklyn. So was Smoosh, now Chaos Chaos. They got hard.
The biz was hard, and they had to go like straight tough guy.
Yeah. Number four, Puck Yeah.
Puck Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm gonna say a band, but because I cannot think what those.
It's a strain of weed. It's a cross of Super Skelly Hash Plant and Northern Lights Number One. Mm. It's a THC dominant indica. Mm.
Is it Canadian? Puck Yeah.
It's
Northern Lights Number One.
Northern Lights Number One, so it definitely could be Canadian. And also Puck Yeah. I want Puck Yeah to be like my hockey.
Oh, you have to.
Like my hockey radio show that I started at some point.
Welcome to Puck Yeah. I don't know what that accent is.
What was that accent? Number five.
It's Western Canadian.
Welcome to Puck Yeah.
Welcome to Puck Yeah. where several newsies discuss hockey.
We've slapped the puck across the pond, and now here we are discussing the sticks. All right. Number five.
Yeah.
Koala Sunrise.
I just played a band a couple weeks ago called Sugar Panda. So I'm going with it as a band.
It's a strain. Oh.
Sugar Panda ruined it.
Sugar Panda got you. It's a cross of Heirloom Kauai Haze and Blue Sunrise, bred by Gold Leaf Ohana. So this strain is like all tropical fruit.
I was going to say,
it sounds like a delicious drink.
It's all tropical fruit.
I would drink, if you're like, can I get a Koala Sunrise?
Oh, I'd have one in a second.
There's like
dude, flavor
coconut
chasing?
Milk in there. And like, I got, like
right I got, before you end up on the beach, passed out, face down. Yeah. That's how it starts.
Dude, Tully had four Koala Sunrises.
I got side eyes from a bartender once because I was flavor chasing. He's like, oh, you're flavor chasing, huh? And I'm like, oh, no. Because I had a cartridge of Maui Wowie, and it was the best tasting oil I've ever had. So I was like, I want something tropical and
the fuck
fruity.
What is flavor chasing? That's like an insult?
No.
What does that mean? Like, what's wrong with flavor chasing? Flavor is delicious.
I don't know. I got a little side eye. It was all right. It wasn't too bad a side eye. It was just a little bit. He was like,
just taking
cool.
the dollar back out.
Sorry.
And there's your tip.
You don't get your trip to where.
Side eye and son of a bee.
Number six.
Okay.
Winter Sleep.
That's an episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I saw that.
The Winter Sleep.
Some of my favorite characters died.
And now my watch has ended. My Rolex is stopped.
Coffee? I'm going to go with band.
It is a band. It's a Canadian indie rock band from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Oh,
they won the Juno Award in 2008.
That's huge.
Wow.
That's huge. That's the like Canadian Grammy.
Yeah.
I would believe.
The Juno, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
They give one to Tragically Hip every year.
Yeah.
Them and Rush.
Yeah, there you go, guys. Rush is there.
Oh, great. Neil Young's back.
Oh, no. Number seven, Oranger.
Wait, Oranger?
Oranger.
Like orange with an R?
O-R-A-N-G-E-R. Not a possible
R. Or like more orange?
Like more orange. Oranger.
That's a band.
That is a band. And this is
uninspired.
Dude, in their description, Oranger was a San Francisco indie rock band, and that's it. That's all it says. I'm like, that's what I want my Wikipedia page to be. Sean Cowig was a man, and that's it.
So what at the end? It just must have been a gigantic,
you know, they got so many, they all like banged each other's wives, and it just went to shit.
Oh, yeah, it's
like
Oranger.
They hated it.
They did not like each other. Number eight, Short and Sweet.
Band.
It's a strain.
Really?
It is a strain. It is a potent indica cross of AK-49 and White Widow. It is a nighttime strain. I didn't even know there was another AK.
AK-49.
They made more.
I was going to ask if you misprinted
it. Yeah, no, I didn't. It's AK-49.
We need to get extra numbers.
Yeah, we're running out of time, so we're going to go quick. Okay. Number nine, Waist Deep.
That's banned.
It's a strain. It's a cross of Chronic Otto and Turbo Bud Otto. Here's a fucking fun fact. Otto strains, if something says Otto after it, that's an easy to grow plant.
Oh,
so if you see a strain that's Otto, grab those seeds if you're a novice in growing and grow that. Number 10.
Handy
facts. Number 10, Joy Zipper.
That is a band.
That is a band. It's an American indie pop duo / married couple from Long Island, New York. They've been playing dream pop since the 1990s.
Yeah, well, and when you unzip Joy Zipper, it becomes Joy Division.
There you go.
Think you'll ever get proper credit for how quick that was.
Maybe not. Hey, we're out of time. Can you believe that?
Oh, man.
That's unacceptable.
Dio, you're going to have to come back again and join us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And please remember, as legalization sweeps country, there are a lot of Americans still locked up for dealing, possessing, or even smoking marijuana. So don't just legalize it. Support clemency. Get them out of jail.
That's it for us and for Dio. Thank you for listening to The Way Highway live on Adobe.com or the free Adobe app or subscribing on iTunes or wherever you get your
Google
podcasts.
Play now. You can get
Google
on there.
Google Play. Yeah, that's a real one. It's not a
iTunes,
fake one.
Not a fake one.
The Juno pods. And then also check us out on Patreon. We got some exclusive content that you can't get here, but you can get it there if only you contribute to us in the show and Nice Guy Digital.
You can also find Sean at Sean Cowell, me at Justin_Ware or JustinWareOfficial on Instagram. And you can find Stone and Steel.
You can find Stone and Steel at StoneandSteelRadioShow.com. I'm Tully Dio on Instagram and Twitter. And we're on SoundCloud.
Yes.
And SoundCloud. Sending a shout out to composer Gregory Jenkins, our executive producers, Nice Guy Digital and Dr. God Productions, our producer Bronson. And most of all, thank you for listening.
And remember, if you want to ride high, always take the way highway.
Bye-bye.